Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Are you ready to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show? It's the cattle industry's biggest convention back in San Antonio, a place filled with incredible sights, history, food, and fun. And you can't afford to miss the huge NCBA Trade Show.
The trade show is unbelievable. I think it's the biggest one I've ever been to, and it seems like it just gets bigger and better every year.
There's no better place for cattlemen and women to learn, have fun, and connect with fellow producers from across the country.
Cattle Industry Convention is one of those can't miss, right? If you haven't gone or haven't attended, you see so many old friends, and it really is. It's a combination of business and social.
Amazing speakers, unbeatable education, all for cattle producers. So plan now to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. Visit ncba.org for more.
Well, it's expected that additional cash cattle interest will develop throughout the day today, although at this point it seems a little premature to expect moderate to active trade to develop midweek, as most activities likely to be pushed off until tomorrow or Friday. Asking prices are expected to remain firmly planted, with live cattle in the south priced at about $122. The fact that bids are not yet developed should be no surprise, even though packers seem to go into the week generally short-bought following the holiday trading week. On the hogs, those hog futures surged higher yesterday, helping to lead increased support to the expectation that additional buyer support will redevelop through the complex today. Trade volumes expected to remain limited early on this morning, with a combination of follow-through buying and position taking seen at the opening bell. But the firm technical move above recent lows not only sparked short-term interest, but also put distance between current prices and long-term support levels. Now, on the grains, wheat prices likely firmer at all three exchanges after beginning the overnight session with small losses. The fall rally in Chicago wheat has been impressive, but it clearly seems tied to supply and quality concerns as opposed to voracious demand. Fund positioning has helped drive the Chicago rally as speculative funds express a desire to be short hard wheat contracts versus soft red wheat. Corn futures are chopping around either side of unchanged early this morning, having seen both sides multiple times and narrowly taking out yesterday's low. After recovering roughly 11 cents since the lows of the day before Thanksgiving, corn futures have turned consolidative with momentum indicators in neutral territory. Soybean prices are modestly firmer this morning, attempting to notch back-to-back winning sessions for the first time since mid-November. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, yesterday, December live cattle was down 20 cents, 120.55. February down 15 at 125.65. January feeder cattle up 22 cents, 142.37. March down 10 cents, 142.92. December hogs up 215, 62.50. February up 222, 68.37. Kansas City wheat, March down 2.5, 436 and 3/4. May down 3 cents at 444.5. Chicago wheat, March down 10 cents, 525.25. May down 9.25. At 529.75. March corn down 3/4 at 381.25. May was up 3/4 at 387.25. January soybeans up 0.5, 871. March up 0.25, 885.5. March cotton down 75 cents, 6405. May down 76 cents, 6515. And on the crude, well, the January's up 102, 5712. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.